Welcome to the Top Talent and Immigration Show with your host, Kaushik Ranshad. In this show, we discuss how companies and top talent in America overcome immigration obstacles and help create freedom and prosperity in America.
All right, welcome everyone. This is John Corcoran again with Kaushik Ranshad of the Ranshad Law Group. And in this episode, we're going to be talking about the National Interest Waiver Program, how to get a green card using this program, which is primarily for researchers, scientists, and other types of job classifications like that. We're going to be diving into what types of job classifications are going to qualify for this program. And this episode is brought to you by Ranshad Law Group. Ranshad Law Group's mission is to provide freedom and prosperity for immigrants and help more businesses to connect to top talent. Ranshad Law Group believes that immigrants add tremendous value to the U.S. economy and help companies facing a shortage of talent to make up that gap and grow thanks to the immigrant talent that contribute to their bottom line. They also help immigrants to navigate the complicated immigration process today. Ranshad Law Group has been in business for nearly 20 years in Northern California and serves clients nationwide as a trusted advisor for employers and helping employers to attract talented immigrant employees. You can contact Ranshad Law Group today for details on how the firm can help you to solve your immigration challenges. Visit them at ranshadlaw.com or 916-613-3553. All right, so Kaushik, we're going to be talking about the National Interest Waiver Program, which is primarily for researchers, scientists, and probably the first question is, how do I know if I would even qualify for this program?
Well, John, that's a great question. And the National Interest Waiver, I love the National Interest Waiver because it's helping people get a green card, skipping the labor certification process. Plus, it's also helping the United States as a whole because we're just creating a great talent pool.
It's a great cause, really.
Yeah, it really is. So in 2016, the question is like, what is in the national interest? Because the whole phrase are national interest waiver. So basically it's like waiving the labor certification process because the individual is doing something in the national interest. So the question is, what is in the national interest? And in 2016, the Administrative Appeals Office, known as the AAO, vacated a decision called NYSDOT, which was a long-standing decision. And the reason that they did that is because they wanted to really provide clarity on what is national interest. And they also wanted to create more flexibility in advance of purpose of creating more discretion in determining what is the national interest. And so, first of all, some changes is now the focus is on what is substantial merit and national importance. So the proposed endeavor has to have national importance, and it used to be geographic in scope. Now that doesn't matter. So if the individual is doing something that's affecting the nation in it as a whole, but and is important to the nation as a whole, but doesn't have to be geographically as a whole, then that would meet one of the requirements for the national interest waiver.
Okay, great. And so the types of positions are things like cancer researchers, right? And researchers who are doing research on improving the environment or heart transplants. You want to list some of the different types of positions?
Sure. And it researchers are very common, but it doesn't even need to be a researcher. Like, for instance, an agribusiness entrepreneur developing natural biostimulants derived from marine algae was approved by the AAO. Finding clean energy alternative technologies and sources, that's an example of something that would qualify. Public health researcher focusing on oncology. Electrical engineer researching development of improved device fabrication methods and advanced optical imaging technology, including 3D printing technology. Those are some examples. So it's where you're doing research and your research is amazing in the way that it's affecting the nation and because it's going to be so important to the nation in what you do.
It seems like
even
it's
a biostatistics researcher.
It seems like it's people that are advancing the science. So it's not just someone who's working within the field, but someone who's actually advancing the science within it. Is that correct?
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah. So making distinctions within the whatever field they're in and taking it one step further. And it's really amazing, what people are doing. And that's why I find it so interesting.
Yeah, it is fascinating. So, and you have said that typically these are individuals who are maybe in the U.S. completing a master's or a PhD program?
Yeah, or going on to fellowship and have started their research in that respect.
Okay, and let's
it's
go
usually
through.
Some, like, they actually, they've already gotten their master's typically, gotten their PhD, and they're taking it one step further.
Okay.
Or they're completing their PhD.
Got it. So another natural question might be, if someone listening to this is, do I need to have an advanced degree if I don't have a master's or if I haven't completed a PhD? Do I have a chance of qualifying?
So the National Interest Waiver is an employment-based second preference category. So a prerequisite for that is that you need to have an advanced degree. That's the most common requirement. There is an exception. Like if you don't have an advanced degree, then you need to establish exceptional ability, which is quite a high standard to qualify. It is possible. So typically, most people who come to us have a degree already.
Got it. Okay. And then what about, can I self-petition? Is this something I could do on my own?
Yeah, absolutely. That's the one great thing about the National Interest Waiver is that you can self-petition.
Okay. And
but it's not required. The employer could also petition for you too.
Got it. So, and then let's also cover premium processing. So there is a method of speeding up the case called premium processing. What are the eligibility requirements for something like that?
So actually, premium processing is available in certain types of applications, but it's unfortunately not available for National Interest Waiver applications.
Oh, okay.
So,
got it.
Yeah, it would be great to get a decision in 14 days instead of waiting. You know, right now it's taking an average around 6 months, but it's changing all the time. So you should check with us before you file your case.
Mm-hmm. Got it. And again, that number 916-613-3553 or ranchodlaw.com. And also another common question people ask is, what about my spouse and kids? Are they going to get green cards too if we qualify?
Absolutely. So your kids qualify if they're under 21 years of age, and we'll be able to file green card applications once the priority date is current. So if you're not aware of the priority date, you can look that up on the visa bulletin and look at what the priority dates are for the EB2 preference. And if it's current, you can file for the green card. But Chinese, Indian, unfortunately, the priority date typically backlogged. But when the priority date gets current, we can file.
Great. And then one final area to cover is the types of positions which are typically denied. So math teacher, apparently one of them, doctor is another one that has been denied for this particular program.
Yeah, so cases that have been denied by the Administrative Appeals Office, and these aren't our cases, but these are just cases that have been denied by the AAO in general. To give you an example, are like you said, a mathematics teacher and education researcher, and that was because the petitioner didn't demonstrate that they were well positioned to advance their endeavor. So that's like one of the requirements for the NIW is you need to show that not only what you're going to be doing is of national importance, but that you're also well positioned to advance the endeavor. So you got to show that you personally have the ability to do that. through your demonstrating your own expertise in the area. Another example would be a swimming coach, because that doesn't show that what they're doing rises to the level of national importance. It's great, you know, to be a swimming coach, but that's not going to necessarily rise to the standard of national importance and right. advance swimming as a whole.
Right. That makes sense. That makes sense. Any final thoughts for anyone listening to this who's wondering if National Interest Waiver Program is the right fit for them?
If you're not sure, you can email us your CV and let us know if what your questions are, and we can take a look at it. It's really, every case is unique. And, you know, just because I mentioned the case that got denied or approved, it's really case by case basis. So it's really important to get your situation evaluated, and depending upon that, we can determine whether or not it makes sense to file.
Great. And that email address?
You could email it to info@ranchodlaw.com.
Excellent. All right. We've been talking about the National Interest Waiver Program to get a green card. Ranchodlaw.com is the website for more details, ranchodlaw.com. And if you need help with your immigration challenges, contact Ranchod Law Group. They work with families, researchers, scientists, companies to help provide freedom and prosperity, help more businesses to connect to top talent. And we'll be back again next time with more talk about today's immigration challenges. Thanks, everyone.
Thanks, John.
Thanks for listening. Be sure to click to subscribe, check us out on the web, and we will see you next time.